I don't know if we'll hit that.
Supply-driven constraints in agriculture are creating uncertainty and risk. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Overby has more.
Sanctions, geopolitics, export limitations, and weather have all collided with elevated commodity prices to create an almost unprecedented environment for farmers in recent months. Data from Rabobank shows that from May onward, the correlation between fertilizer prices and underlying commodities are on a diverging trend. Rabobank Executive Director of Research for Farm Inputs, Samuel Taylor, says there is some seasonality associated with this trend.
And high energy costs. There's a lot of geopolitics that comes into this. So the export limitations from China, potentially also some duties on certain products. But this feeds into the vulnerability of supply into the 2022 season. So as we get out of harvest and we start to look to our fall application, hopefully we're going to see some decent volumes of ammonia go down. But if we do start to see some full field work shifted into spring, this does raise the specter that we could see further pricing upside in urea.
Taylor adds that fertilizer prices typically fall off in the December-January timeframe and then rally again in the spring. However, if there is a shortfall in fall fertilizer application,
and the majority of fertilizer demand shifting to the spring, we could see some further pricing upside of a decent magnitude. Our general bias is that there could be, the probability lies on further pricing upside between now and spring 2020, but it could be even more stratospheric or parabolic if you see energy issues persist in Europe and also a delayed harvest, delayed field work shifting towards fall as well.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.
Spring wheat base.